Lynn, what were the two prophecies that you were going to mention?
They're both taken from the book of Revelation. And let me just say this, that oftentimes with prophecy specifically, looking at them a priori, in other words, before the event, it's difficult to see how sometimes there's two or three prophecies all talking about the same event, and we don't get it. You know, sometimes we look at the prophecies and we go, well, you know, how can this possibly be? Perfect example of this, of course, is even the birth 2,000 years ago of what we're celebrating on Christmas. There were numerous prophecies talking about that, but people didn't get it because they didn't connect the dots. Well, there's a prophecy in the book of Revelation, and when I talk about this, most of your listeners will know exactly what I'm talking about. It talks about, we call it today, the mark of the beast, right? 666, and it says very specifically that you won't be able to buy, sell, or trade without this mark. Okay, got it. And we've heard this for years. What's interesting is like 100 years ago, if I had said that, you would have said, well, that's allegory. That's just nonsense, right? Because how are they going to do that? How are they going to make anything work like that? But now we've got Digital Angel, which at least that's what we know about. Who knows what else they have? And we see that the technology is here. I mean, they could, in fact, in Mexico, they're already doing it to people. A Mexican official had his whole staff chipped, and there they go. They can carry their financial records, health records, the whole deal. Well, there's another prophecy, which is really bizarre. And again, when we read this thing, we just kind of go, this is crazy. It makes no sense, right? Because we're on this side of it. It's all a priori. Nothing, this hasn't happened yet. So it's hard to put the dots together. So here's the deal. I'm with Dr. Roger Lear. We're shooting the Watchers DVD. We're talking about the implants, what he's discovered. And by the way, when these things are extracted, we actually show a segment in the Watchers DVD of a real operation performed by Dr. Roger Lear. He's actually assisting, taking this thing out of the person. I mean, taking the implant, you see it right on the monitor in the operating room. It's just unbelievable footage. And then later on, they show the guy that was this thing, you know, the implant was removed from. It's just startling footage. It's unbelievable.
I went to one of his operations years ago, Lynn, and it was as bizarre as anything I've ever seen. They try to pull something out of a woman's cheek, the one in her face. And, I mean, this thing just danced around. Every time they tried to reach it with the probes, it would just move. And finally they got it out. They still don't know what it was, but it was weird. It surely was weird.
And we have all that on film. I mean, we show that, and Dr. Lear talks about it, that these things move, that the blood vessels wrap themselves around it. Then he puts it under a scanning electron microscope. Lo and behold, there's nanotechnology. There seems to be divisions in some of these things. What are they? We don't know. There's radio signals that come from them. I mean, we're not making this stuff up. This is a guy, Dr. Roger Lear, didn't want anything to do with ufology, nothing at all. He was a total skeptic. In fact, according to Dr. Lear, he literally ran out of the room. Once he found out that what this was about, he didn't want anything to do with it. He was coerced just to come back, take a look at the X-ray, blah, blah, blah. And that's so he figured, well, it's just some wire from another surgery. And lo and behold, he takes the first one out, and he realizes he's not in Kansas anymore. And that's, of course, piqued his interest in that 16 implants ago, and he's working on number 17. So he talks about the implant being removed, and there's now technology. There seems to be borders in these things. And I ask him point blank, what do you think this thing is? And he goes, well, it's not a tracking device. So we both agree there. And he goes, I think it's changing the person's DNA. Okay, that's really interesting, mm-hmm. Right? Now we go to the second prophecy, and it says that in this period of time, it says very specifically, men will seek death but not be able to find it. Prophecy 2. Prophecy 3, it'll be like the days of Noah in the last days when the Son of Man returns, talking about Yeshua, Jesus' second coming. So, you know, I believe in that, okay? So we got three prophecies talking about something, and they seem to be unrelated. Well, what differentiates the days of Noah is, according to the text, the ancient text, that men apparently lived well over 400 or 500 years. So now we got this little enigmatic scripture, which no one wants to talk about in the book of Revelation because it's so bizarre. Men will seek death and not find it. And then we go to Dr. Roger Lear. A lot of ifs here. We go to Dr. Roger Lear, and we see that he believes that the implant is changing the person. person's DNA. And then we go back to the first prophecy, Mark of the Beast. Here's what I think. And I'm telling this for the first time on public radio on your show. This is what I think. It's all related, that this chip that these so-called extraterrestrials are working on, when they show up, it'll be the greatest Trojan horse in the history of mankind. And the line for this thing will line up all around the block. If you're told with this chip, not only will you buy, sell, or trade, you'll be part of a new world order with this thing, but guess what? Your lifespan will be expanded 400 or 500 years disease-free. That's what I think is going on. Can I prove it? Absolutely not. But I think the whole implant chip thing, they're all prototypes, and they're refining this thing. Now, get this. This is what clinched it for me. I just read this week that they discovered, or actually last week, they discovered the genes that were aging mice, and they stopped the aging in mice. They were able to greatly prolong the lifespan of a mouse because they were able to manipulate the genes. So what is Dr. Lear saying? That the chip is somehow changing the DNA. Not sure what it's changing. Well, we got two scriptures, actually three prophecies talking about men will seek death and not be able to find it. That's the most bizarre thing I've ever read in my whole life. That's crazy. What are we looking at here? As in the days of Noah, extended life? It's a theory, and it's a workable theory, and it's what I'm sort of hanging my hat on right now.
Lynn, do you find that in other cultures, beyond some of the similarities of these prophecies you just mentioned, do you find that other cultures, perhaps the Hopis, Maya, Egyptians, that there are similarities here with what you're talking about?
Wow, this is I address all this in the new book, and it's called The Cosmic Chess Match. It'll be out in March, but I literally address all this, and it gets into what we talked about in the very beginning, the three heavens, the three different dimensions, and where the information comes from. It's all about where the information comes from, where the prophecy comes from. If it comes from the second heaven, can't trust it. You can't. And this is why the prophecies of the Hopi, Nostradamus, Blossom Goodchild, Edgar Cayce, the Mayan calendar, and people go with the Mayans. Well, you know, human sacrifice? How many thousands of people, human sacrifice? What are we looking at? And this would, it opens up, and this, I don't really want to get into this or not, but it opens up a whole can of worms into ritualistic, satanic blood sacrifice. That's what we're looking at. And all these, some of the people that I just mentioned, specifically the Mayans, engaged in this. What were they doing? They were opening up portals because blood allows them to manifest. It opens up gateways. It opens up portals.